Welcome to Dynamite Adventures. Journey back in time as we explore the fascinating world of dinosaurs and prehistoric life.
All right, dinosaur fans, get ready, because today we are diving deep into the world of Triceratops.
We're talking horns, frills, and some serious bite power.
Yeah. We're going way beyond the basics today. We're talking about what made this dinosaur truly one of a kind.
Let's do it.
Okay, so first things first. These guys were around right up until the very end of the dinosaur era.
Yeah, practically the last ones standing before that big extinction event.
Mm.
Can you imagine sharing the planet with the very first mammals?
Imagine standing next to a Triceratops. These things were huge. I mean, elephant, huge, bigger even.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking over 25 feet long, like two cars parked, bumper to bumper.
Wow.
And get this, their heads were the size of a small car.
A car? Okay, now that's a visual I wasn't prepared for. That's a massive head.
And that skull. You know those skulls could be like almost a third of their total body length.
Whoa. And I thought my head was big.
Imagine if our heads were the size of like a small child.
Okay, maybe let's not imagine that. So those horns. They're iconic. Everyone knows Triceratops had horns. But what were they actually for?
Well, you know, those horns weren't just for show. I mean, these things were massive, over 3 feet long. Imagine the kind of force those could deliver.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on the other end of that.
Right. Paleontologists believe that those horns were primarily used for defense against predators, especially the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Now, that is the ultimate dinosaur showdown.
It would have been a clash of the titans. But it wasn't just T-Rex they had to worry about. There's evidence that suggests those horns might have also been used in battles with other Triceratops. Maybe to, you know, establish dominance or compete for mates or defend territory.
Yeah. You know, even if you are a massive dinosaur, you got to protect your right to graze.
Exactly.
And speaking of defense, let's talk about that giant frill, because that always seemed a little extra.
Oh, yeah. The frill is where things get really, really interesting. It's like this giant puzzle that paleontologists are still trying to piece together. And there's evidence to support multiple theories.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Some paleontologists believe the frill acted like a shield, you know, protecting their neck and head from bites during those battles.
Makes sense.
Others think it was more about intimidation. Can you imagine? I mean, seeing a Triceratops with its frill fully extended, trying to look even bigger and scarier.
That's a scary thought.
Talk about a visual.
Right.
And get this. There's even some research suggesting that the frill may have played a role in regulating their body temperature, kind of like a giant radiator.
Wow. A multi-purpose frill. Who knew?
Right.
So we've got the horns. We've got the frill. But get this. Triceratops had a beak.
They did.
Just like a giant prehistoric parrot.
It's true. And that beak was perfectly designed for their diet, too. They needed something, you know, strong and sharp to snip off tough plants and leaves. And those parrot-like beaks did the trick.
And they needed a lot of food. Don't forget those 800 teeth that were constantly being replaced.
Oh, that's right. All that chewing on low-lying plants like ferns and cycads really wore those teeth down.
Mm.
Imagine needing a dentist appointment like every other week.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. It's incredible what we can learn from fossils even after millions of years. And speaking of fossils, did you know that we found baby Triceratops fossils?
Oh, yeah, we have. And those baby fossils are super valuable because they give us a glimpse into how these dinosaurs grew and developed.
Oh, it's like a prehistoric family album.
Exactly. So by comparing the bones of babies, juveniles, and adults, paleontologists can trace the changes in their skeletons over their lifespan.
That's incredible. So all of this is happening in North America. If you're in North America, you're practically standing in their old stomping grounds.
That's right. Triceratops fossils are mostly found in Western North America. So yeah, it's possible that millions of years ago, these massive herbivores roamed the same land that we walk on today.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, from those massive skulls and horns to their incredible defenses and even those adorable baby fossils.
It really is incredible.
Yeah.
Triceratops might seem like a familiar dinosaur, you know?
Huh?
But the more we learn about them, the more incredible they become.
They really do.
And there are still so many mysteries. Like, if their horns and frills were such effective defenses, how on earth did a Tyrannosaurus Rex ever manage to take one down?
That is a fantastic question. A real-life prehistoric puzzle. Listeners, we'll leave you with that thought-provoking question. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Triceratops. Until next time, keep exploring.
Thanks for joining us on Dinomite Adventures. Don't forget to subscribe for more exciting dinosaur discoveries. Dinomite Adventures is produced by the Dinomite team.